Hello and welcome to the Economy Bites podcast. The podcast features the latest market and economic updates from the economics and sustainability team at PwC Middle East, as featured in our monthly Transforming Our Region webinar. In this episode, we hear from Richard Bockshaw, partner and chief economist at PwC Middle East.
What I wanted to cover really today was go into a bit more depth around the oil market, and then I'll move on to the knock-on implications for GDP outlook. Just touch very briefly on some of the disruption that we have in the trade routes around the region. Now, if I just focus on the oil market for a moment, what we've seen over the last few days is this spike in oil prices up to $90. It's come off that now, it's more like around about 85, but it had been trading, I guess, fairly steadily around $80. And I guess the question is, you know, are we seeing an uptick in the oil price and a more positive outlook for oil, or is it transient? I think actually, if you look at the underlying drivers of what's going off in the oil market, it probably is more transient, unfortunately. And there is definite potential weakness in the oil market as we look through the rest of the year. So perhaps starting point fundamentals is the demand forecast that are out there. We've got two prominent ones in particular, one from OPEC itself. They're expecting demand growth of around 2.3 billion barrels a day this year, which contrasts significantly with the IEA, International Energy Agency, which is only expecting a growth of around 1.2 billion barrels a day. Now, these are just numbers, but actually the difference between those two numbers, so the difference in the forecast, is actually the same as the combined crude oil production of Oman and Bahrain. So these demand forecasts are, you know, creating a big space for uncertainty. Add into this the increase in production that we expect from non-OPEC countries, US, Brazil, among others, which is expected to be around 1.3 barrels a day growth. And what you start to see is that certainly if the IEA, you take the more cautious outlook, then most of this growth in oil demand is likely to be satiated by non-OPEC countries. And so what that does is then put pressure onto OPEC to continue with its production restraint that it's been operating for quite some time. So in particular, for the first half of this year, they agreed to reduce production against last year by as much as 7% in some of the key economies in the region. So Saudi Arabia, most notably among them. And the idea was that that would taper back in the back end of the year as market conditions improved. Again, based on the analysis that I'm just explained, it may be that they can't do that. And that means that you've got this sort of sub-production in the region throughout the year, or oil prices end up kind of declining. One way or the other, the outlook for the oil market probably isn't as strong as hoped for. And then again, that means another year of arguably underperformance in the oil sector. And just to sort of turn this into what it means for GDP. So the oil sector had the expectation on previous growth numbers was it would grow by 3%. Now it's quite possible that in some of these economies it might even contract. There's also the importance of those oil revenues for the governments, and then you get this sort of downtick in expected oil revenues, and again that has potential to flow through. So the oil economy, I mean, maybe it'll improve, but the current outlook is not very strong. Fortunately, by contrast, is the non-oil economy. And we've talked about this before, it does feel like it's delinked. So even if the oil economy is doing bad or less well, the non-oil economy continues to motor ahead. And actually, expectations for growth in the non-oil economy are in and around that 4% mark, which is pretty good. And the early indications from, for example, PMI data in January, February in Dubai, is that you've got this continued expansion in the non-oil private sector, certainly in Dubai, certainly in Saudi Arabia. The only sort of softness maybe is coming through in economies like Qatar, where it's a bit more balanced. So got a bit of a mixed picture there. Oil sector perhaps not performing as hoped for. Non-oil economy still strong. Overall, maybe a bit weaker than expected, but hopefully nothing too much to worry about. Let me just conclude by making reference to trade routes. So here we've got the trade routes in and around the region. Now, of course, because of the crisis and the attacks on shipping in the Red Sea, is a sort of reminder of how volatile some of these trade routes are around the region. And just to give an indication of how important they are, so around 15% of global trade goes through the Red Sea, which is worth around $1 trillion, and it includes 8 million barrels a day of oil passing through that previously before these disruptions. So much of this trade is disrupted now, so it's routing around Africa 2 weeks longer, extra costs. But also, it's important for the growth of the region more broadly, but obviously very specifically in the short term, to countries like Egypt that rely on the revenue through the Suez Canal. And the revenues over this period have halved from what they would normally expect. So just to give a flag of the disruption, but what really needs to happen is greater focus, greater impetus on developing these new, quicker, cheaper, greener trade corridors. There are proposals out there, but despite sort of words, you know, they're still in their infancy. Perhaps maybe, you know, this will be the necessary to move forward with those. Finally, just to plug, we talk more about these trade routes, among other things, and the shape of the economy and the Middle East Economy Watch.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. Tune in again next month for a new episode of Economy Bites.